Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. The date today is the 29th of Muharram 1446. Other areas of the world, it is the 1st of Safar 1446. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic is on Sirya. Mufti Saab, what does the Quran Sharif and the Ahadith Mubarakah say about Sirya?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with the program regarding Sirya, three announcements. Number one is our brother Abdul Aziz Bhatia. He passed away last night. I think he was around 74, 75. He used to come for our tafsir every Tuesday night, sit on a chair. So I gave him the name Mr. Chairman. So from last night, I'm getting messages. Chairman Saab passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. After Fajr this morning, my brother Sufyan took me there to the house and we went to offer our condolences, sympathize with the sons, two sons a year, one in London. He doesn't have daughters, the wife and sons a year. Allah grant them sabr. Allah grant the marhum Jannat al-Firdaus. 10 o'clock is pick-up time, 10:15 is janazah. So those of you who are available, we should try and go. Allah Ta'ala grant him and all our martyrs and our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus and all the bereaved families sabr jameel. Two is this, that today is, as Maulana mentioned now, 29th of Muharram. And if you look at the moon, it's 28, 29 hours there in Cape Town, almost 29 hours. So inshallah, it will be cited, inshallah al-Aziz, that will usher in the month of Safar. As far as the Saudis go, they already announced long time, meaning they just work with the Ummul Qura calendar. So then they don't have sighting, nothing. How can you see a moon and crescent when it's 2, 3, 4, 5 hours? And you know, so that is what has happened, and that is Nasi. Surah 9, verse number 37, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. So this is another addition to their kufr and so forth. And it's going on for years and years, this, how they play and manipulate the Islamic calendar and so forth. But they will pay a heavy price, and already they're paying a heavy price. Ismail Haniya, I just sent out a message, they say 700 million people ready Salatul Janaza in Ghaib, in Abstentia, and so forth. But the Saudis, Haramis, did not even send any condolences or representative, nothing. So that speaks volumes in itself, in which bed they are. One side the Israeli bed, and other side the American bed, and they sell out and traitors to Islam. So we all should now, inshallah, and then we will send out our calendar tonight. We will send out our Marcus Sahaba calendar, the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, and the Wifaqul Ulama calendar, inshallah al-Aziz, tonight with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the second announcement. And third announcement is our trip, inshallah. So this Wednesday, we'll be leaving from here, and Hafiz Adil Qaji, Hafizahullah, inshallah, will come and fetch me. So we'll go to Freyheit, and he'll carry on to Newcastle for the Istima, the preparing. And our first program, Wednesday night after Isha, Masjid Abu Huraira, Salat Day 7:15. Hafiz Salih, Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Qatada, mashallah, rahimahullah, his son Hafiz Salih. So he's the man you can contact, and the whole Qatada family there, mashallah. And the Imam also, Mawlana Ibrahim Rawat. So, mashallah, he also, you can contact him. Then on Thursday, we will be there in Denhausa. After Zohar, the program, 1:15 is Zohar Salat. And there you can contact Brother Zahir Musa, our family member, inshallah. So, Allah Ta'ala make easy. And then on Thursday evening, we'll be there in Dundee, inshallah, Hafiz Salim Dokrad, Hafiz Lukman Dokrad, Hafiz Salim son, Hafiz Lukman. So after Isha program there, and then Jummah also there in the Dundee Masjid. Isha Adhan, Isha Salat is 7:15 and Jummah Adhan is 12:15, and immediately after that is the talk. So in the weekend, yesterday or Saturday, whenever somebody contacted us and they said, you know, Friday is Women's Day. So I said, yeah, it's Women's Day, so all the men must go to the Istima. Tell the woman to stay at home, read Durood Sharif, make dua, read Surah Kaf and all that, and the men go Istima Newcastle, inshallah. So that is how both parties can fulfill the laws of Almighty Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. And then inshallah, Saturday also we'll come back with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla. First and foremost, we started with the topic, what will you call Sharia? Sharia in Arabic is called Suriya. Sin, Waw, Ra, Ya, Ta, Marbuta. And the greater portion is called Sham, the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. So when you look at the Quran Sharif, chapter 17, verse 1, Barakna Hawlahu, Almighty Allah states, Masjidul Aqsa, in the surroundings, all that, Allah has put lot of barakah. So remember, Sham refers to Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, all these four countries put together, that constitutes the Levant, that constitutes Sham. If you want to know a hadith regarding Sham, the Levant, just open Mishkat Sharif in the ending. You will find various ahadiths there on its virtues. And one hadith that is applicable definitely nowadays is إِذَا فَسَدَ أَهَلُ Sham فَلَا خَيْرَ فِيكُمْ. When the people of Sham are corrupted, corroded, and whatever else, and would believe and all other things, then there's hardly any goodness left in this ummah. So you look at them, Palestine, we all know the history, geography, everything of it. For 76 years, the haram is jutlas. And thereafter, you see Lebanon also torn in wars and so forth, and they divide there. And that is one side they are Christians, one side they are Muslims, and the Muslims are divided into Shias and this. So we don't call them Muslim for Shias, we call them Kuffar. But as far as the outside world go, they call them Muslim. So that is how it goes. And then you go to Syria, Syria also Muslim country, where the people ruling it are Shias. The Alawi family, the Assad family, and so forth and so on. So another sad tale. And then you got Syria, you got there, and Jordan. Jordan also another puppet of Israel and America and so forth. So that is what you see in this. I have a wonderful book for you, not to give you, but if you want to read it, you can read it online also. It's called Manaqibu Ahli Sham, The Virtues of the People of Sham, and so forth, by Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. So remember that it's a fascinating history. If you study Syria, it was conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. And remember, so many thousand, hundred thousand Sahabas are buried there in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, and so forth. The graves that I went to, quickly I'll just tell you, that is a graveyard called Babu Saghir in Syria, Damascus. I've been 3-4 times. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I can't remember exactly. But the last I know was 2000 or so. So the, 2000. So anyway, so when we went, so we always go to Babu Saghir, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, he's buried there. Muazzin of Nabi alayhi salam in Medina, but he's buried there. The other Muazzin of the Master alayhi salam, Abasa wa Tawalla, Anjaul A'ma, the blind Sahabi, Abdullah bin Maktoum is also buried there. SubhanAllah. Both Muazzin, Masjid Nabawi, but both buried in the same graveyard. When you go to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, his qabr mubarak, on the wall is written, Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru malihi. The Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his minister of finance. So he was minister of finance as well. And then you should know that as far as scholars go, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam rahimahullah, his student Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, they all buried in the same graveyard. So one day when you go, our Hazrat Mawlana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatum, Atalullah, Lihyatahu. So you must go there, it's called Maqabiru Sufiya. You see, the Qabristan, the graveyard cemetery of the Sufis, meaning the Awliyaullah. So this is also there. Then you will find Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu's grave Mubarak is there. You will find that so many Sahaba's graves are there, Awliyaullah's graves are there. You take, for example, the Umayyad Masjid. When you just come out, then Salahuddin Ayyubi, Rahimahullah, the one who is Fatih Palestine, the conqueror of Palestine, and Fatih Bayt al-Maqdis, remember, he's buried there. So like that, you will find thousands and thousands of people, Nuruddin Zanki, Imaduddin Zanki. These are all people who were part of the Muslim army, and they destroyed and decimated the Crusaders, the Christians, and so forth and so on. So fantastic places to see in Syria. But today, politics has destroyed it, remember that. And if you want from a political perspective, remember what will you find? So you will find that Russia controls the whole thing there. Why is now Bashar Assad still in power? So he's still in power because Russia is giving him backing all the time. Why is Bashar giving him Putin and the haramis? They will only do something where there's a clear-cut motive for them. So they have a base in the Middle East, only in Syria. There on the Mediterranean, there on the like ocean, whatever you. So they have a base called Tartus, T-A-R-T-U-S, Tartus. So this Tartus belongs to Russia. Anybody further there, they'll put him straight away. Remember that. They will put 10 bullets through you, they won't think about it. Remember that. So whether it's Americans, whether it's British, whether it's whoever. So therefore, they look after this. But if you look at the history of Syria and so forth, it was Sunni, all the great ulama. Oh yeah, let me tell you this, because you always like this kind of thing, Maulana Zahid Khan. When I went to Jamia to Damishq, with Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi, the greatest ulama at that time were them, you must remember, who? Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bhuti, you know. Many years ago, in the 90s, you see, 92 or so, because Mufti Taqi Usmani came to South Africa for our khatam, and Bukhari khatam in Darul Newcastle. He came in 92. It was the first time ever. Darul started Newcastle 73. 83 was the first Jalsa. First time students were graduating as ulama in the soil and the land of South Africa. And 92, then Mufti Taqi Usmani came. I went to go fetch him at the airport. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Then we spent the night in Heidelberg. And then we all were tired also. Then we went to Newcastle the next day. And Mosebo wasn't very happy about it. But anyway, so Babu Bhai Baba was with me. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So anyway, cut the long story short. So he made the khatam in Arabic. First time ever in Darul Uloom's history, the Khatam of Bukhari starting to end the whole thing in Arabic. It was very good. But you know, those days, I don't want to know if anybody recorded it or what, you know, all that. That were treasure, things to treasure, actually. So I asked Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hazrat, you travel in all these countries and all. Which Arab alim is very good? So he said, Aksar Tabot Azad here. They're very like free love. But I reckon one is very good is Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bhuti. He praised him, you know. That's why I brought that in. Then another one is that I met him personally. I met Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bhuti also. And I met Sheikh Wahbah al-Zuhayli. So Tafsir al-Munir is his masterpiece. Al-Fiqh al-Islami wa Dillatuhu is his masterpiece. You wonder, man, which way can books they write these people, you know. So real, and I was very impressed with him. So he thought I'm an African. So when he came and we looked for, you see, you from South Africa? I said, yeah. So I told him, Sheikh, when you come, you bring one book for me also. So he brought one book on Ahadith and gave it to me. So I must be there in the library somewhere, you know. So anyway, so he thought that would be like an African brother from Africa. So I told him, no, you get all types and all that. We had a good chat. The one who impressed me the most is the least famous. You understand? Sheikh Nuruddin Itar. Ain Tara, Ain Tere. So Sheikh Nuruddin Itar. He asked me questions and so forth. And he asked me which mazhab you'll have there in South Africa. I told him that, you know, we have normally Hanafis and then Shafis and then very few Malikis, Hanbalis. He told me, you must always tell the people in South Africa. And I was amazed for an Arab alim and very famous in that part, but not so internationally famous. So he said, tell them they must adhere and stay to their mazhab. No, always dancing around and all that. Even Sheikh Sayyid Madan Bhuti wrote a book against them, Lama Dabiya, and all these kind of things. Yeah. So anyway, so that were great, great people we met. And then Halab, till today, there are few, you know. So sometime in life, you wonder, we went there so many times, but we didn't go to Halab, Aleppo. Yesterday in the majlis, I don't know if you heard the podcast, we sent it out in the afternoon. So there, we were in Akernoff, where Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mufti Zahul Haq Sahib. And then, because it's all like now, Qismul Quran, Tahfizul Quran. So I said, today's topic is about Quran. I want to show you how ulama made khidmat of Quran, you know. So the three giants all come from Halab. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni is Rahimahullah. Then you go, Sheikh, you will remember, Usman Hussein Taha, you see. So he's also from Halab. He's living. He's 89, 90, somewhere around there now, 88, 89 years old. So he we met twice also, mashallah. And Sheikh Abdul Fattah Bukhuda, he was more in hadith and all that, not so much in tafsir. So he passed away. He passed away in Riyadh, but his body was taken to Medina and is buried there in Baqi. I guess I'll just give you a list of what these ulama did. You know, stood Sheikh Abdul Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, our teacher. He wrote Safatul Tafasir. He wrote Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran. He wrote Tanwirul Adhan. He wrote Qabsun min Nur al-Quran al-Karim in 6 volumes. You know. Then he wrote a Mukhtasar Tafsir ibn Kathir. He wrote Mukhtasar Tafsir al-Tabari. Then he wrote, remember, a book, Ibda'ul Bayani fi al-Quran al-Azim. So it's all to do with balagha and all like this, you know, rhetoric and all this kind of thing. So every field, if you look, like At-Tibyan fi Ulum al-Quran also, like that he. So he was Mufassir of Quran, one of the greatest in the past century, one can say. Past 70, 80, 90 years, remember. Such a great, great giant scholar. But he would hate the Kuffar, Alawis and Bashar Asad, his father Hafiz Asad and all of them. They brought a coup, and remember, that's how they came into power, and they murdered and slaughtered thousands of Sunnis, and that's why all of them left, they came to settle. Sheikh Sabuni alone was more than 50 years in Makkah. I asked him personally, remember that. So that is what we should remember, that regarding Syria and the places here. Then you take Sheikh Usman Taha, I told you about him. So he wrote the Quran with his hand. First time I met him, he wrote the Quran 7 times. Afterwards, now he wrote it 10 times with the other qirats and so. So the first time I told him, I can't sit down. So he told me, what the, you tapsi or what? Why you can't sit down? I said, Sheikh, how many times you wrote the Quran? He said, 7. I asked him, how long it takes? He said, 3 years. I said, you spend akthar min ishrina aman, more than 20 years, 21 years writing Quran. And you're telling me I must sit here, I can't sit. First I must kiss your hand, then I'll sit. He started smiling, he said, you know Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'arawi? I said, I didn't meet him, but I know. He's a famous scholar in Egypt and he does tafsir. He said, yeah, but I didn't meet him. He said he did the same thing. I said, wallahi, I didn't know. He said he did the same thing. He said he won't sit. Sheikh must take out his hand, Mubarak, kiss it, and then he'll sit. Then we had good discussion. He wrote my name, and then he wrote my wife's name the second time, and all that long story. So, but for us, what concerns us now is, you must remember, if you take the Sunnis there in Syria, they are being slaughtered, our women are being raped, gang rape, mass rape, by the Alawi, Kuffar, Shias, army. They are being killed, remember, by who? Israel. They are being killed by the Russians also, so remember that. And America is stealing from there the oil and whatever they got in this type of things. So if you look at it all round, the people who are bearing the brunt are the Sunnis. You must understand that. That's why I said, let me, our listeners are khabi ghaflat me. But not only our listeners, the ummah at large. And I must send you what Mufti Taqi Usmani said now, about 3-4 days ago. Because Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh just got martyred now 1 week, 4 or 5 days ago. So they had a big conference there in Turkey. I'll send it to you. And remember that what he had to say. He said, it's compulsory upon every alim that he must become active now in jihad and give targhib to the people. Different types of jihad, not only qital. He said, the ummah today is na'imun. That's what I've always said. Ummat to khabe ghaflat mein hai. The ummat is Alice in Wonderland. Yeah? And what hurts me personally the most is our ulama are sleeping. Mallam yahtamma ahla zamani fawa jahilun. Now in the weekend, one youngster, he told me he wants to come on Markaz Sahaba, Ali Maulana, I know where he studied all that. So I told him that which subjects you like. He said, I like tafsir, I like hadith, this. I asked him current affairs. He said, no, I'm not interested in current. I said, no, brother, I'll make dua for you, but Markaz is not for you, you see. So I told him, you know, there's a saying, "Malam yahtamma bi amril muslimin falaysa minna," and all that. And people who don't know this, then they're not really ulama and fuqaha. How are you going to solve the problems of the ummah if you don't even know what is the problem? So anyway, so all these kind of things, yes, so we must keep abreast and know all these kind of things there. So, and start reading, iqra, 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 more and more and more and more. Then we might understand. If Allah gave tawfiq, you can travel also, you know. So that will be very good for people. So this was briefly about Syria, the politics of it. The people are very good, remember that. Good people and so forth. But, you know, the politics has killed them. One side, America's chutlas, they attack them, attack their airport up there. From a historical perspective, remember, these are now, whether it's true or not true, Allah alone knows, you must remember. There's a big mountain there. I'm telling you all this because one day when peace prevails and you go there, then you will think about this. That mountain is called Jabal-e-Qasiyun. Jabal, mountain, Qasiyun. Qaf, Alif, Sin, Ya, Waw, Noon, Qasiyun, Qasiyun, they call. So it's like an incline, you go up, 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 up. So we went there. So Allahu Alam, because today, to be honest, I take all these things with a pinch of salt, you understood? Because we can't prove it conclusively. There is historical data and information. They say the murder that took place of Qabil, murdering his brother Habil, took place there. One chap even told me the blood drops are there. The blood thing. I see. Just leave all these your people's stories and all that, you know. So this type of things there. So that is then another comical thing. Before I finish, I got 1-2 minutes left. So they could see me and my wife walking here, and I'm not interested in all this now, shopping, and I want the Islamic thing system. So it was a Friday. So I read Salah Day in the Umayyad Masjid. There they got Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Jasad Mubarak. They say his head is buried there. Wallahu alam, to me, not all authentic, but anyway. So the one person told me, you must go to that masjid there. I told him, Sheikh, you better write it down. And that what I will know what to tell the day. He wrote all that. And he said, Asr Salat is this time you must be there. Then we have all the old Ya'ullah. So we went. I took my wife also. Stood. We have to leave her alone, you know. So now we went. They got one small section there for the ladies or whatever. So not to read Salat, just to see. You read Salat in the hotel and then you go there, whatever it is. So, then they came, the sheikh came. Everybody stands up. In it. Then the sheikh himself, he gives money to everybody. I said, the sheikh must be a rich guy, you know. And this, so I didn't take it. So I said, this guy must be giving zakat. Or what. So, then they have like milk, you know. Kheer, like, you know, kheer, milk. Then the zikr starts. When the zikr starts, it's actual jiving, you know, dancing. Hmm. And they move like this, right to left and this. Then it's not only that, then it's break dance and what, I don't know what, me, I don't know all this. But they're jumping, man. I just look, man, look at the sheikh. He's looking, taking part in the Olympics or what. And he's jumping and the murids are jumping and all this. So then I had phone, I think, that time. So whatever, but anyway, I got my wife out from there. Then I only asked the one question, what the woman were doing. He said, they were also jumping. I said, we better get out from here. Now imagine in the name of Sufi Azam, the Tasawwuf, Tazkiyah, all this is getting on right inside the masjid. Hmm. And thousands of people are there. They say this is the biggest waliullah. Hmm. So there's bid'at and all that. Yes, finish the ummah. If you go to Iran, Iraq, the masjids are empty and the mazars are full. Men, women making ruku, sajda, worshipping the graves, asking the person, give me wealth. 100% kufr and shirk. Mostly Shias, you understand? So that is the reality of the ummah. So how Allah's help will come? Quran gave us the recipe. In tansurullah yansurkum. You must have the deen of Allah, with Tawheed, Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba. We go commit kufr, shirk, bid'ah, haram, things like this. Now we put poison and we want Allah's help. You know? I mean, that's why you find all these problems also. So Allah Ta'ala protect Biladu Sham. Allah protect all our Muslim countries, Arab countries, and protect us, the Muslims, throughout the whole world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.